everyone, and welcome back to Beyond the Benefits, a new podcast exploring flaws in our healthcare system and the people fighting to fix them. My name is Carly, your host this season. If you enjoy this episode, please remember to like and subscribe so you can come back and hang out with Ryan and I again soon. We've got another great story on deck for you today about the power of being heard in healthcare. And I'm super excited to dive back into that today with my co-host, Ryan. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Carly. Great to be with you again for our third episode. And, you know, to Carly, your point, I mean, reflecting on this story, thinking about what it means. I mean, what comes to mind for me is resilience, persistence, and friendship. And anytime that you can bring those three things together and have it be a part of a story to share with a group of people, I think it's really special. So I'm excited to introduce our guest here in a minute. And, you know, as a part of those three things being achieved, you know, where this all started was kind of the fact that our U.S. healthcare system isn't always built to support the best interest of patients or providers. And it sounds ridiculous saying that, because that's kind of the point of healthcare, is to really support patients and the people providing the care. But as we know, unfortunately, sometimes the macro system doesn't work together as well as it should, operationally or financially. Financially, sometimes those incentives get misaligned. And when you're in a fee-for-service system, and it's all about how do you bring volumes of patients in to increase revenue, but on the other side, you have provider shortages and nursing shortages, clinical shortages. You are putting a lot of pressure on that patient-provider relationship, right? Providers got to see more patients, and they don't have enough time to spend with those patients, especially in primary care, covering things like mental health, physical health, nutrition, and more. So a study from the 2023 American Medical Association, they found that the average time that a primary care physician spends with a patient is 18 minutes. I mean, that's nothing.
And to build on that, a recent Harris poll survey revealed that 49% of U.S. adults said that their provider doesn't always listen to them. And Ryan, I think it's easy to see why. Providers, just like you said, they have limited time to really get in, get to the point, help support the individual that's in the seat asking all the questions. And I think we've all been there before. Wouldn't you agree?
I agree. Totally. Absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, and there's such an emphasis, at least there should be such an emphasis on helping patients find the right provider the first time, right? And that's not always easy to do. And one of the things I know we're so fortunate to be able to do is have incredible colleagues that we work with, care coordinators here, who really step in and help people figure that out the first time and stick with them through that entire journey.
So I think that's a perfect segue into our guest today. So we are joined by Daniel and his Quantum Healthcare coordinator, Toby. So hello to you both, and thank you both so much for joining us.
Hello, thank you.
You're welcome. So we're just going to jump right in, and I think Ryan's going to get us started.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you both for being here. So jumping right in, Daniel, when you think about where this all started, and before you found Toby, you'd been losing a lot of weight, I believe somewhere around 50 pounds in 8 months, which is a significant amount of weight to lose. And there were concerns that you might have cancer. Can you walk us through what you were going through at that time?
Sure. So at that time, there was not much going on in my life. You know, I started a new personal relationship. Things seemed to be going good. Ends up, you know, coming back and forth to work, coworkers, people that I didn't really know that well, was stopping me in the hall. And, you know, they were saying, why are you losing so much weight? You know, what's going on with you? Really, I didn't notice. I mean, I noticed a little bit, but I guess I saw it in my face and such. So that kind of prompted me into, like, what is going on? So I went to a nurse practitioner they were doing some energy scans and nothing major, she said at first. She kind of held back and said, it looks like you might have some miasms. leukemia. So that scared me. She told me that, you know, I needed to be tested. I need to go see a doctor. So I didn't have a practitioner. I ended up finding a doctor on my own. Went and told her my concern, you know, that it could possibly be cancer. And asked her if she would check me, you know, my blood and things for cancer. And she's like, yeah, sure. She was very quick with me. Like, she didn't want to spend much time with me at all. You know, like, she didn't even want to listen to what I had to say. So I went out of the office there, and they were going to do my blood work for my labs. And I asked the lady there, I said, so what kind of cancer are y'all checking for? She said, cancer. We're not checking for cancer. I was like, well, the doctor, we discussed this, and she's supposed to be checking for types of cancer for me. And she's like, well, that's not on here. I said, well, it needs to be. That's what I'm here for. So she said, let me go talk to the doctor. She was gone for about 10 minutes, and I almost walked out. But the doctor said, we'll check you for cancer the next time. So I went on my own. I found another primary care. Meanwhile, you know, a lot of these primary cares can't get to you in 2 to 3 months' time. So I found another doctor, and I literally sat in my room for 45 minutes listening to his conversation with the gentleman and his wife on the other side of the wall. So then he came to my room, and no sooner than he comes to my room, had a knock on the door, and the nurse said, you went into the wrong room. You were supposed to go into the other room first and see the other patient. And he's like, oh, I'll be there. Just give me a second. So I'm like, here we go again. So I told him my concern about cancer and everything. He looks at the blood work that the other doctor had done. He said, oh, everything looks great. He said, come back in 6 months. I said, 6 months? I said, I've just talked to you. You know, I need testing. I've been told I could have cancer. And I've lost 50 pounds in 8 months. He's like, you've lost 50 pounds? I said, yeah, look on my chart. He said, okay. Well, he said, we'll come back in 3 months and we'll check you out.
Well, yeah, I mean, Daniel, I mean, how can you shake something like that, right? When that's on the mind, when you're considering the fact that it might be the big C word, and you're doing the right things by going in and seeing doctors to try to get it figured out, like, kudos to you for being proactive and going to seek that help. And I'm sorry it wasn't there when you first went in to find that help. So it those two visits, I think ultimately led you in some way to reaching out to Quantum Health, where you connected with Toby. Can you talk about what led you to making that call to us and that first interaction with Toby?
Well, I felt like the doctors, you know, were giving me no direction and giving me no course of action, spending no time with me. And I thought, well, maybe Quantum can help with this situation, as far as, you know, helping me find maybe a specialist that I need to go to instead of just a regular physician, you know, a general. Maybe help me, you know, get a faster appointment. I mean, I was worried about the time because you call doctor's office, you know, I've called several and it was like, we can't get you in for 2 or 3 months. And I've called many. So then, you know, I needed somebody to help coordinate that and help to coordinate, you know, who was in network and who was out of network in my, for my insurance. At this time, it was very stressful starting already. So, you know, I talked to Toby. I told him what was going on in my life. And Toby was very sincere and said he was there to help. He told me that, you know, he would help me, and he was actually behind the scenes doing some work. He called me back, and he ends up getting me an appointment at the Brown Cancer Center. So, I mean, I was like, yes, finally, you know, hopefully we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, some hope. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
So. And I think that's truly a perfect segue into shifting over to Toby. So for anyone who isn't aware of how Quantum Health works, we are a healthcare navigation company with over 2,000 employees dedicated to providing personalized support and guidance for our members, such as Daniel. So Toby, as one of those passionate care coordinators, what do you remember about your first call with Daniel?
Just the stress in his voice and what he had gone through. And I felt like we were the first ones he could actually, you know, vent to a little bit and open up to and explain his problem in detail, and that we would actually listen longer than 18 minutes. I took whatever he had and went to work immediately to get him what he needed to have. And that was to see the specialist right away, so we could get a better direction of if there is something going on. You know, I let him know that regardless of what's going on, we're going to be with him through everything. And it's hard to say that and for the member to believe it, but I think after the first couple times us helping him or me reaching out to get him like the specialist and everything, he understood our role and felt very comfortable with me, and you know, was opening up about some very personal stuff. And you know, I'm just grateful that I'm able to be in this position to help him.
And I think too, you know, knowing how quickly you know, Toby was going to be the person for you, right, Daniel? So once you got set up with a different provider, he got you in partnership with the new specialist. It's my understanding that they tested you for lung cancer first, then thought you might have prostate cancer instead. So can you walk us through again just what those various tests, what happened with each one? Kind of you were on the road that you were hoping you would be on, and how is that helping kind of ease that anxiety, knowing that you were at least now starting to get some answers and results?
Sure. So, yeah, I went to the Brown Cancer Center, and they spent time with me. I wasn't getting that from the other doctors, and, you know, it was very short, very quick. But they spent time with me. They listened to me. At first, you know, they asked me my occupation, and I was a carpenter for 30-plus years. And, you know, they asked me the different, if I was in chemicals, which I was in different chemicals and things like that. So they were concerned about maybe lung cancer. They had done prior tests, you know, for the blood, for other types of cancer. So they'd done the testing for the lung cancer. So they sent me to have a test for that. I even had problems with that. They got me in somewhere. And for my appointment, 2 days before my appointment, because I made sure I called Toby to make sure they were in network and everything, 2 days before, prior to my appointment, they called and said, "We're sorry, we're not in network, but we can set you up on a payment plan." And I'm like, I can't afford that. I have insurance for a reason. You know, I can't be set up on a payment plan. And so I canceled the appointment. On my way home from work, I get a phone call, and it was the office manager, and she said, "I'm just curious of why you canceled your appointment." I said, "Because I was told you all were in network," which you all told me that, and then I get a phone call 2 days prior to, and you say you're not in network, and she said, "Well, we are in network," and I, with all I've been through, I was like, how can I believe you, you know, how can I trust you, because you know, I'm the one would have to pay this bill if you're incorrect. So anyway, you know, back to calling Toby again. So he did say that, yes, they do show in network. He called them. He again, working behind the scenes for me. It's impossible to hold a full-time job and to be able to do the things you need to do with just the healthcare alone. And Toby navigated all of that for me. I mean, he went above and beyond, and I was very thankful for that. So ended up, they built out a network and charged me for the whole thing. But there again, I called Toby again, and Toby took care of it for me.
Came to the rescue.
he's been great. He's been, you know, he's so sincere, so supportive and compassionate through this whole thing with me. I mean, I was scared, very scared. So ended up, I had that test. It came back normal. Then they said, well, we need to do a colonoscopy and a upper GI. We're going to check there. So they done the colonoscopy, and the doctor came back and said that he needs to send me to a urologist. He said that he actually removed polyps, that I had an enlarged prostate. So then there was some time there trying to get to a urologist. They were like 6 weeks out. And meanwhile, I'm still losing weight.
He didn't have any answers, and you're seeking them actively.
Right. So, like I said, I'm waiting for 6 weeks to get into the urologist. I mean, I called every day to see if there was a cancellation. Because I, you know, went online and found out that with prostate cancer, there's not a lot of signs of it, except for weight loss. So I was very scared, very nervous, trying to get in to see the doctor. They came back. The test came back, and they said that everything was normal. I couldn't believe it. You know, all this time, I was worried, I was scared, I was nervous, anticipating the worst, still losing weight and such.
I remember the call I got that day too from him, telling me it wasn't anything. And when he first told me the C word, you know, weeks prior to this, I said, whoa, we're not talking about that word. I don't like that word. We're not talking about it. If we get to that point, we're still with you between our PCG program and everything, but we're not even talking about that. And like he said, we went through the steps like he's supposed to, but that was the best call I've ever had at Quantum in almost 2 years of being there, was his call, because I remember the call. I jumped up and yelled real loud, yeah, in my pod, and everybody's looking at me like, what's wrong with him? But I got excited about that call, because that was one call I really, more than anything, wanted to hear from Daniel. And when I got it, it made my day, it made my year. I know it made him, how it made him feel. But on my end of the coin, with all I saw him going through, I was just jubilant for him being no cancer, no nothing, you know, and everything was fine. So I told him to go out and eat a couple Big Macs, gain some of that weight back.
Go stuff your face, Daniel.
Yeah. Toby, even in the while I was talking to him, he even told me he'd be praying for me. I mean, that meant the world to me. Mm-hmm. That's you don't get that help through people. Mm-hmm. I was kind of even leery, you know, he said he'd call me back, and I'm thinking, okay, yeah, right. You know, I've had that happen, you know, calling insurance companies and nobody calls. It's like nobody's concerned, but Toby was always there for me and concerned, and he would actually call and check up on me just to see how I was doing.
Yeah.
And I could have done it without him.
You know, we've talked about going fishing, and you know, that's something in the future. If I'm ever down there, I'm definitely looking you up, because, you know, after what you've gone through and everything, you deserve a little bit of fun, you know?
Right. Well,
yeah, absolutely.
I have to tell you this. I've been fishing a little bit before. Without you, so I'm a few ahead of you, Toby.
He's ready to take you down, Toby. It sounds like.
So, Toby, let me take a step back real quick. When when you said that you took it almost as a personal mission to help Daniel, and you fast forward and you're talking about friendship, right? Here's two people who have never met, right? Didn't even know that you each other were on the same planet. And you meet in this phone call around helping to navigate healthcare, and you took it on as a personal mission to help him. What about connecting with Daniel made you feel like I need to take this on as a personal mission? And can you just talk a little bit from your side, some of the things that you did to help Daniel?
Yeah, sure, Ryan. To be a care coordinator, you have to have certain prerequisites. You know, we talk about the empathy, you know, the sanctuary. I could tell right away where he was based upon, you know, I've been in customer service over 35 years. And, you know, just the tone of his voice, I knew immediately he was not in a good spot. And I've always liked helping people. And when I have a case like this and I'm able to step in, And in our position, we are a lot of times like Superman for our members, to where we can help them with these problems they didn't think could be helped. And at the end of the day, when we do help them, they're like, wow, you guys really came through for me. That's what he needed at this point in time. He needed somebody to come through for him. And that's when I made it my mission that I'm going to take longer than 18 minutes on a phone call. Him and I have talked on the phone for an hour at a time. I was going to make sure he had all the resources he needed. I was going to make sure I used all the resources I had available that Quantum gives us every day to use for our members.
So, Toby, for those listening who might not know what kind of resources that you have available to you and how you help Daniel, can you just talk about, you mentioned PCG for those listening. That's primary care guide. That's a nurse at Quantum Health that does case management, disease management in one to really support our members along their journey. So you mentioned a PCG, Toby, and some other tools, resources. Can you just talk a little bit about some of those tools and resources that you use to help Daniel?
Yeah, between the help of my member experience leads, my pod managers, and we have like his providers, for example, we have a provider search that find doctors that are only in network for him. We have the tools to get his authorizations done for him right away. We take care of all of that so he doesn't have to worry about that. But just having the Quantum background and everything we stand for, it applied to him 100% because I think we came through for him and in every faucet that we could have. And going forward, he knows that we'll be there for anything he does have in the future.
Yeah, well said.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I think it's just watching the two of you, even, you know, being in different places, I can absolutely tell that you have a friendship and that you really do.
Well, that's obvious. I can see that.
We even call each other every once in a while. That doesn't even have anything to do with health insurance, just a chat.
I love that so much. And I think the most important question, I think, for, you know, Ryan and I for sure is, Daniel, how has your health been since this experience? How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing fine. Still maintaining, you know, my weight, but as far as any cancer or anything going on, I'm doing fine. So I'm blessed. And I'm blessed to have somebody like Toby to be able to help me out and facilitate, definitely.
I'm so happy to hear that. And it makes such a difference, you know, knowing that someone's there for you. So I just am so happy to hear that you're doing better and that you now have a bestie that you can hang out with and maybe you'll fish him someday. And obviously knowing that if you ever need anything, you know, being able to reach out to Toby, you have a person that you can lean on. So I think that's just incredibly powerful. And I appreciate so much you sharing your story with us today. It's been an absolute pleasure having both of you on. I really appreciate you both taking out the time to hang out with us, sharing your story, really showing us what friendship can look like in a myriad of ways. And just thank you so much. Any last thoughts from either of you today?
I appreciate you having us on today.
Yeah. Just say I couldn't have done it without you, Toby.
I'm here for you, brother. I'm here for you.
I know.
I love it. Thank you guys so, so much. Wow, Ryan.
Yeah.
What a story.
Mm-hmm. I'm supposed to give a quick reaction to the story, but like I'm just kind of lost for words. I mean, let's just remember what we're talking about here, right? We're talking about two individuals who came together in a time for Daniel that was very scary, very uncertain. And Toby was there on the other end of the phone. And I'm sure in some ways, Daniel wasn't sure if he could trust the next person he was going to talk to because of the experience that he had had. And Toby flipped that switch to be able to be there for Daniel and to see him through his experience and to come out on the other side, not hearing it's cancer, celebrating that together. I mean, you don't hear stories like this in the health insurance world. It's inspiring. And, you know, we like to end each episode with a big idea about how stories like this are really meaningful and important. And in particular, this big idea is around how do you ensure everybody gets the care and support that they need the first time? And today's quote is from Daniel Stein, who's the president and founder of Embold Health. Embold Health is a company that Quantum Health acquired recently. We're super excited to have them in the family. They're a provider search and provider analytics company, and they do amazing work. And Daniel's quote is, "The key to transforming healthcare is connecting people to the highest quality providers the first time, because the right care at the right moment changes everything." Carly, I mean, so true, right?
So true. And I think that idea really emphasizes a shift from, you know, the reactive, fragmented healthcare system that we're used to. And, you know, you can be prescribed a medication or you can be given a care plan, but without understanding that or having someone to go to help support you, really that initial thought is, I don't know how I'm going to get through this. And I feel like I'm not spending enough time with my providers. And there's just so many things that can, you know, stem from not being with the right provider at the right time, you know, being able to find, you know, the right specialist at that optimal moment, which Toby was able to help Daniel do. And I just really, I think it's just incredible that, you know, Toby was able to help him get there and be able to find that specialist. And it's not the end result for a lot of patients and a lot of members. And I'm just so grateful that it was the end result here, you know, that Daniel got the care that he needed and felt supported by his new friend and is doing well today. So just very, very grateful for the story that they shared with us today.
Yeah. Me too.
Absolutely.
Me too.
Well, everybody, remember to hit that subscribe button. We'll be back in a couple weeks to share another emotional story about the people fighting to fix flaws in our healthcare system. And we hope you take care and we'll see you then.